If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. And of course, you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs. That's why I want to say a big thank you to our partner, ShipStation, and perhaps introduce you to them as well. If you are not familiar with ShipStation, they've been supporting Side Hustle School for years. They have helped so many of our listeners make things much easier, automate their shipping tasks, help them scale their business, and also, this is not a small thing, save thousands on shipping with industry-leading carrier discounts. ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code HUSTLE to sign up for your free 60-day trial. 60 days free. ShipStation.com, code HUSTLE.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
With a background in environmental science and a passion for sustainability, today's caller from Seattle is ready to launch a sustainability consultancy. But how can she reach her target audience and make her business a success? That's what we're going to look at in today's episode. Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau. Every single day, 7 days a week, bringing you questions and answers, case studies, tips, ideas, just different ways you can make extra money without quitting your job, or perhaps make a transition from a job to a self-employment career, or you know, whatever's important to you. That's what a side hustle can be. It's all about your goals of doing more for yourself in whatever avenue best uses your skills and is hopefully fun along the way. So let's see what we can do for Sarah. How can I become a sustainability consultant? That's the question coming up right after the break.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey there. This is Sarah calling from Seattle. I found your podcast through a recommendation from a colleague. I have a background in environmental science, and I'm passionate about sustainability. A lot of businesses want to become more sustainable, and I want to help by starting a sustainability consultancy. But I'm not sure where to begin and how to actually market my services. What would you suggest?
All right, what's up? Always good to hear from our Seattle audience. Got a lot of friends in Seattle. I lived in Seattle 2 years, long, long ago. Hopefully I'll get back at some point. Okay, so Sarah here has a passion for sustainability. She's also got this background in environmental science. She wants to help businesses become more eco-friendly. What am I hearing through all this? I think one thing I'm wondering is, who are the clients? Like, you could start with the problem you're trying to solve, or you could start with them, the clients. You know, there's two different approaches here. And this is B2B, right? Like business to business. So what kind of businesses? Like, who are we trying to serve here? What exactly are you going to do for them? Those answers are going to make a huge difference in how you actually market, you know, your service. I think that was Sarah's question. Like, how do I actually market my service? Well, it starts by just having some greater clarity about what your service is. So again, you know, what's the problem you're trying to solve, or who are the clients? If you have the answer to either of those, you know, it kind of sends you down one path. I might start by thinking about the clients first, in this case, if you have an idea of like, okay, it's like small businesses, mid-sized businesses in this particular industry or something else that kind of groups them together, you know, from there you can begin to put together more of a marketing plan. And just remember to build your business around what's in it for the customer, because chances are like they value sustainability also, but they also value profit. You know, let's say that a little bit differently. Chances are they value sustainability too, but they also value profit. They value cost savings. That's okay. That's good. That's what a business is supposed to be thinking about. So how can your service be a win-win? Like, that's what you want to focus on as you set out to design such a service. And then, of course, you know, you want to specialize in a certain industry and sector, you know, the usual kind of stuff. But I think just first of all, like, who are the clients? What are their problems? How can you then create a unique value proposition? Make sure your messaging aligns up with that and so on. But let's just kind of big picture first. You know, big picture first. Who are we trying to serve? What's the problem we're trying to solve? So let's go with that. Or at least that's what I'd suggest, of course. Feel free to report back. And listeners, if you have a question or an experience of your own or a business idea, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll continue to feature them each week. I'd love to give a shout out to your business also. So let me know what's going on. New episode every day. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.